Vance doesn't speak to the media very often. Citing scheduling conflicts since Dunleavy unveiled his spending plan, she's canceled 3 interviews with KBBI. She also did not return requests for comment from the Peninsula Clarion, but she broke her media silence this week. On Tuesday, she offered radio stations, including KBBI, a roughly 1-minute pre-recorded message on the budget. She also offered a similar written statement to newspapers like the Homer News.
Representative, I'm committed to stay true to my word of support.
The next day, the normally media-shy Republican went on the Michael Dukes show. The Wasilla-based radio host is known for his right-wing views. And during the roughly 30-minute interview, Vance gave her take on Governor Dunleavy's budget.
What is your reaction to to people, to institutions, to media outlets and things like that who just say, oh, this is just, the sky is falling, there's no way we can do all this? What's your initial reaction to that?
It's time to do the hard things. And, the mom in me wants to say, it's going to be okay. We're not going to die.
Vance acknowledged Dunleavy's proposed cuts have caused concern. She said her office received more than 60 phone calls and emails. However, during her appearance on the Michael Dukes show, she didn't mention some of the governor's more contentious cuts. Cuts that include roughly $300 million to public schools. Kenai Peninsula borough officials estimate that would cost the district about $20 million. She also didn't mention cuts to the state ferry system that would shut down the Alaska Marine Highway in October. Here's what she did talk about: a proposal to divert oil and gas property tax revenue from local governments to the state.
That one was the first one that I said, wow, this could have a lot of serious implications throughout the state. And for this year, it would put $400 million to the state revenue.
Right.
If that oil and gas tax were repealed. And for our Kenai Peninsula borough, it would mean about $18 million just this year.
The borough says it would actually lose roughly $15 million, funding largely used for emergency services and road maintenance. Vance said she mostly agreed with the governor that the state needs to balance its budget through cuts and efficiencies. But she also said Alaskans concerned about reduced services should speak up.
The other aspect of this is that the citizens need to be writing those commissioners of the departments and saying, you're going to have to do things differently. You're going to have to do things smart, because it's up to them on how the numbers fall out in their department. If they just start cutting and slashing away, that's on them.
Vance is not among Republicans in the House's Democratic-led majority coalition. She heavily criticized former Representative Paul Seaton for joining a similar coalition last year. She said Democrats and their allies will be an obstacle to the governor's cost-cutting agenda, but she'll have some sway. She was assigned to the House Fisheries Committee and the House Affairs Committee, which will consider a number of bills on everything from the permanent fund dividend to a proposal to require voter approval before the legislature could raise taxes. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.